Scott Haney, Channel 3.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Are you feeling tropical?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
What should we expect?
A lot of wind. Tornadoes, likely a possibility in the state today.
Tornadoes?
Really?
Yep. Not good. We're on the windy side of the storm. We're on the right side, right quadrant of the storm as opposed to the west left quadrant. That means rain to the west. We're going to get the wind. I don't know how much rain we're going to see in the state. We could pick up an inch or two, but it's not going to be a drought buster by any means, and that's unfortunate. I wish I could shift the storm a little bit further to the east because then we'd get the beneficial rain without so much of the wind, but it looks like we're going to get the wind and not so much of the rain. And the Storm Prediction Center has placed us in the slight risk category for receiving some strong storms this afternoon, anytime during the day today, and that means the possibility for tornadoes.
Yeah. What part of the state will get it the worst?
Oh, Connecticut River Valley, right down the Connecticut River Valley.
Where's that? Lower right?
Hartford down through Middletown. Just follow the Connecticut River straight down through New Haven.
The middle of the state?
Middle.
That seems weird.
Yeah, well, the west, northwest, and southwest portions will be getting the heaviest of the rains. I mean, don't get me wrong. Anywhere, there's the likelihood of a tornado during the day today. It's such a small state.
I could use another one on the project house if the tornado's taking requests.
Right. You got to mark which trees you want,
though. I could use a couple extra bucks.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy. So it's not going to be a good day today.
Daddy needs a new roof.
It's not going to be a good day today. You got to keep it tuned to Channel 3.
It's called humor,
handy.
People.
Exactly.
That's
right.
One way to look at it.
Oh, Jesus. They're making faces in here.
I'm not making faces. I'm saying put a bunch of X's on the trees you want taken down.
All right. Oh, sorry, Scott. God. So what time does this mayhem begin?
Well, it's already raining in parts of Litchfield and in parts of Fairfield County right now, right up against the New York border. And those are the northern fringes of the system that's coming up the coast. So the bulk, the best time for this storm system, it's a fast mover, so it's going to be in and out of here. The fastest, it's going to be between about, let's say, noon, 1 o'clock to about 10 o'clock tonight. And then, it just really clears rapidly.
Unless it gets stuck on a mixmaster.
Exactly right. That's the worst part.
Let's hope not. Construction under construction, so we'll have to take an exit.
No accidents, people.
No. Be careful. If you have to be out and about today, just be careful. Exercise caution.
All right. Let me get this right. Then what time should I get home and stay home?
10 o'clock.
A.M.?
Yeah.
Immediately after the show?
You'll be fine. But, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it's really going to be roaring 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock tonight. Like anytime after 3 p.m., roaring through about 9 p.m. tonight.
65-mile-per-hour winds don't sound bad to me. I don't know why.
Oh, it's bad. It's hurricane-force winds, 74.
Oh.
Okay, puts it in perspective.
All right, so just a blow. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, and we could see 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts in the state. All depends on where you are.
Gotcha. All right, so we'll be close to a hurricane. But not sustained, and that's where the big trees come down, when it's sustained.
Yeah, could you imagine a 70-mile-an-hour sustained wind? Oh, my God, that would be crazy. Yeah. Oh, these are gusts that'll be with us through the day today. But it does bring down trees, and it brings down power lines. You ever see a power line on the ground, don't touch it. If you think it's a cable line, no. Don't touch anything. Call Eversource or call your utility.
Don't drive
company.
Over it.
Exactly.
What about my lights in my backyard patio? Should I take those down?
Bye-bye.
Don't touch them. Don't
what do you
touch
got?
Anything.
What kind of lights?
Those, round, clear patio lights. They go through my patio and out the other side. I was going to leave them, but Scott's... Those 70-mile-an-hour winds.
Your neighbor will enjoy them.
What do you think, Scott? Take them down?
Take them down.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I brought in all my patio furniture, all the cushions of my patio furniture yesterday.
She's going to get...
All in.
She's going to get home right at the... Where the storm's going crazy.
Yep.
I'm going to be out there in the winds trying to take them down.
Well, don't do that. If it's too late, let it
go. Just let it go.
All right.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Disney. Love it.
Sky Haney, Channel 3. And we're talking about this storm coming. Wow. After 10 a.m.
After 10 a.m. Anytime after 10 a.m., we run the risk for some really strong storms in the state.
All right. We're talking about outside umbrellas, right? So dial them in, right? Yep. Close them. Tied a little tie wrap, but you don't have to bring them in, do you?
Oh, you mean beach umbrellas?
Well, you know, over your patio table.
Yeah, no, make sure that they're completely closed. And if
tied.
You can't lie them down.
Mm. Yeah, brother.
And like the lighter chairs on your deck.
It'll end up in your neighbor's pool.
Right. I'm pretty sure they don't want that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't want that either.
Yeah.
Or your neighbor's chest.
All right, so I have tasks now.
Yeah, I have stuff.
I have tasks.
Get home and clean it up.
We've done a good job with cutting trees along the highways, so that's good. But still, be careful. Those are the worst stories when someone's just driving along, they just happen to be right where a tree
falls.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Holy crap.
Damn.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, that's why, if you can, stay home today.
Wow. AJ's been doing a good job giving your weather, but, you know, I never really believe him.
Thank you.
I just can't.
Just picture me as Scott.
No, but this makes it more serious.
It does.
The thing with Scott is he's a weather guy who doesn't have to come on and scare people to be important.
Exactly,
right? So he's on every day.
Yeah.
He's important every day.
Yes, he is.
So when I never hear his cast and think, oh, he's overhyping this to get some attention.
Right.
You know?
No. I don't do that.
All right.
We definitely don't do that.
Nope.
Play it safe today.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Listen, have a good day, and we'll talk maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we will. Thank you, Scott.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. Jazz and AJ News. Well, they had Dr. Fauci zoom into one of the governor's coronavirus meetings yesterday, and I thought, oh, that's a good idea. So he comes in to tell everyone, look, it's okay for schools to go back. It's okay for fall sports. That's smart.
Right.
Let's get people in, calm everyone down.
Exactly.
The bad news is today everyone's talking about the storm.
Right.
So just bad timing, right. Dr. Fauci.
Sorry about that. I'll try again some other time. You guys look busy.
The storm, I don't know. I've been watching it drive up.
Yep. Slowly.
Hearing about it. I'm like, yeah, do-do-do-do-do.
Yep.
Wind and rain. Apparently, it's going to be pretty substantial.
Yes.
Scott Haney was on an hour ago, said after 10 a.m., it's going to get good. After 1 o'clock, it'll be roaring.
Yes, roaring is the word you use.
65-mile-an-hour winds. We're not going to get too much of the rain. Depends on where you are in the state.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to get power outages and this and that and the other thing. And
tornado watch.
Get your milk and bread.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Gone by
he
now.
Said tornadoes, too.
Yeah, tornado watch.
Do you remember last
4 o'clock.
Time? The sky was purple. It just turned purple.
People were running everywhere.
Yes.
Oh, it was a mess.
You don't even care. They say 2000 party over tower time. You know, well, you know the.
AJ. So David Biller's on the phone.
He's good morning. Here we go Associates. Again, maybe.
Morning.
Yeah. What do we... all right, so this could be a thing, right? So we're looking at trees falling. So I'm going to
You know, it could be something. And before we even get into the trees falling everything out, the claims process this time around is going to be a little bit interesting, too, maybe even more complicated, because add to it this whole COVID-19 mess, a lot of insurance companies still are not doing impersonal inspections. And, you know, we've continued to work through the COVID shutdowns, doing in-person inspections, but a lot of insurance companies were not. You may find yourself in a situation where your insurance company does not even send an adjuster to your house.
That's Oops. Better.
Well, yeah, it can be.
I'm going to take that branch. I'm going to put it over here. Click.
Right.
Take
exactly.
a picture.
Right.
Let me move that branch over here.
Right.
Put it on a sling set.
You
got to
be ready with photos click. And videos and all that kind of good stuff.
Hey, you know what? It looks like that branch. There's like three branches. They all look the same.
Right.
The one on the deck, the one on the swing set, and the one in the pool.
Why is there a palm tree in the back of this
branch
one?
Got around.
The magical moving tree branch.
Yeah.
Right.
Branch doesn't look quite big enough to smash through a garage, but yeah, it looks like it did.
Yeah, it traveled.
All right, so scenarios, you lose power, lose everything in the fridge. Covered?
Correct. It's covered as part of your claim up to a certain dollar
okay.
limit.
Okay, branch falls, crashes on the ground, breaks your septic. Covered?
Through the ground, into the septic portion of it, yes.
No, not through the ground,
portion,
just
the ground
lands
portion,
on the
no.
ground and cracks it.
I'm sorry?
Just lands on the ground and cracks it.
Cracks your septic, yes.
Covered. Okay.
Hell
branch
shot
obviously
too.
Falls on your house or your shed or in
your
pool.
Car.
All covered.
All covered.
On your car?
Through your auto policy if you have comprehensive.
What if it goes through my garage and it's the car?
Still the garage on your homeowner's policy, the car on your auto policy.
Gotcha.
What if it goes through AJ's window and down his stairs
right.
and into his kitchen
and hangs a right
refrigerator
right.
handle?
we're at that magical moving tree branch. It's all covered.
Cool. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
That kid's going to happen.
What you have to be careful of sometimes is the tree removal, because that's where people got themselves into some financial trouble last time.
Oh, yeah.
Because not all tree removal's covered, and then a lot of companies were running around charging whatever they wanted to charge. People were paying cash, not getting any bills.
Oof.
That's the kind of thing you have to be careful of. So you want to make sure you take pictures, because the reality is if the tree's not on one of the structures or blocking access, the insurance company's not going to pay for it. There's no blank checks, so get bills. Try to pay with a check if you can. Try to avoid cash. And photos, photos, photos.
I learned very well from David Biller. I've worked with him on several occasions, and he's the best.
Yep.
But I could tell you all about trees. So if it's,
yes.
if it's on your house, damages the house, or outside structure, yes. It's across your driveway, only the portion that's going across your driveway.
Oh,
That's it.
Interesting.
Chop,
that section.
Chop and drop, I believe the term is.
Right. Wow. They come in and just cut that piece off.
And cart it
and
off.
They leave the left and the right.
But they're supposed to deal with the rest of it.
It's your
That's
problem.
Your problem.
Oh, my God.
Your property, your problem.
Exactly
yeah.
right.
Jeez.
And we had a big problem last time with the famous root balls that everybody had torn up all over the place.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, most things that are going to happen to your house are all going to be covered. You know, that's the good news. Good news, bad news, or bad news, good news.
We're not expecting a lot of rain, David, but if you got water in your basement, is that covered?
If it's groundwater, no. You could have an endorsement on your policy that gives you very limited coverage for water that may come up through a sump, like a sewer sump or a drain, possible, but that's limited. Normal groundwater is not covered under a homeowner's policy, but if you have flood insurance, that may be something to look for. Hmm. It's not just about the water being in the basement, it's how it got there. So if it started from the top and it worked its way down, you're all right. It's the water that comes in through the foundation walls, through the foundation windows, up to the floors. That's where the trouble is.
Oh. Wow.
What if a branch falls and hits one of your kids' toys in the yard?
Covered.
Hmm.
Nice.
What about if you're...
You've got deductibles, too. So,
right.
You know, the problem
Not
is
worth
a lot
it.
Of policies have windstorm deductibles, which are a little higher than the normal deductible. Not always, but sometimes. So just something to be aware of.
Leaving the umbrella in the table breaks. Covered?
Covered.
Hmm. All right. I have a feeling you're going to get a lot of calls today. People should look up David Biller online now
yep.
and put his number in your phone.
Yeah, just
speed
save
tile,
it.
Yes.
Right? So
yeah.
this way in the morning, you could just go bloop.
Right, press one button.
Or even today. You see yep. the branch come down?
Yep.
Call him right now. Get in line.
While it's in flight.
All right,
you know,
David.
That's another thing. If you have a tree, I ran into last time, people had trees spearing through the roofs, and they let them sit there for days, letting the water come in and the rain pour in because they felt like the insurance company needed to see it in place. You can get a professional. You should always use a professional to absolutely remove the tree. Just make sure you have pictures, and then you get someone to tarp the roof, because the last thing you want to do is let it sit there for days waiting for the carrier while the rain pours in.
I remember
yep.
One of the first times I heard of David in action. Megan had some work done at her house
mm-hmm.
I think it was a washer.
Yes.
And they didn't, whoever was doing the work, didn't put the drain hose back into the tube.
Oh, no.
So she ran the washing machine and the entire contents, all the water of the washing machine, went down into the finished basement.
Yep.
I couldn't believe the number that David got for her. It was a pretty...
Thank you.
It's very fair.
You're a good man.
It's pretty incredible.
I appreciate it. They fight hard. We fight hard back. So,
all right, David, thanks for coming on. Hopefully we won't have to talk to you tomorrow, but we probably will.
Anything you guys need, thank you. And as always, please be safe.
You too.
You too, brother. David Biller, Biller & Associates.